It's Palmer.
One of the greatest investments you'll make in your life is your home. Was for me. And this lady changes lives by helping people like you and I with our mortgages. She's a loan broker, I believe we call it, a loan officer with Guild Mortgage. First of all, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. She's a mom. She has three children, one that's 33, one that's 27, 28.
And 18.
Yes. And, of course, I'm impressed with that because I know if you're a mom and you're happily married at 33 years, congratulations. But I know if you're a mom, you have had to die to self.
Yes.
Well, what a process, you know. Yes. So, well, it's great to have you here. I've just met her recently at a networking luncheon, and I said, hey, why don't you come down and be on the show? Because, of course, I'm curious about taking some of my investments and maybe doing a reverse mortgage. Now, the only thing with a reverse mortgage is you can buy a home with it.
That's correct.
But you cannot rent it out. It cannot become a business. It can't be a Airbnb or whatever.
Correct. It has to be your primary residence.
I wonder why they do that, why it can't be an Airbnb.
It's an FHA loan. FHA is always primary residence only.
I wonder why. Because, you know, and this will sound a little harsh, but there's a company in town here. They have the buses that go around and pick up people.
Mm-hmm.
So they sell the advertising on the buses. My tax dollars paid for those buses. My tax dollars pay for their salaries. And yet they compete against me for advertising by selling the sides of the buses for advertising. So the government is competing against me, yet the government won't allow me to get a home where I could make money so I can make more taxes and pay them more money so they can get paid on Friday.
Well, there are other types of loans that you could take if you're going to purchase a property as an investment property. They're conventional. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
Yeah.
Those are government agencies.
Yeah.
And they do permit investment properties. So.
Will the bank take that into account when the fact that you're going to be using it as a business?
Absolutely. When we're doing a conventional loan. For a buyer who is purchasing an investment property, we can use either the current rent of the investment property or we'll do a rent analysis to determine what the rent would be, and we can use that payment to offset the mortgage payment.
Now, people who usually sell, let's say you have an office space. Like I have a friend who has an office building in town. So in other words, let's say he's clearing $30,000 a month. Well, he's making $30,000 a month in rents. After all said and done, maybe he's clearing, let's say, $15,000. So then if he takes the loan out, he'll sell that for thrice. Well, I'm thinking, what is the motivation of selling? Well, the motivation of selling is that, you know, you're like me, I'm 70 or you're 80 or whatever you decide. I don't want to have to deal with the day-to-day. So you take 3 years, what you're making $15,000 a month. That's $180,000 a year cleared times three. So give me $500,000 and you can have my building. Then you take over the building and then you pay back the loan, hence, and then you take over the day-to-day problems. So that's why people want to sell. Because you think, why would somebody sell a product when they're making so much money? Because they just want to, whatever you do, it consumes your time, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I remember this guy from Success Motivational Institute. He said, be careful of what you spend your life doing. Decide you're going to do because it will determine how you spend your life. And you can only do so much. You can't be a talk host and be selling cars 12 hours a day. You can't be a talk host and be a mortgage broker or whatever it is. So I want to find out though. You have to be 65 or older, right? 65 plus in order to get a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, I believe it's actually 62.
Oh, 62, okay.
Yes. So you can take out a reverse mortgage. There are no payments. So you could either take monthly distributions from your mortgage. You can – and there's – like, again, you don't have to make it payments back. It just adds to the balance, and once you sell –
why do they want to do it? Okay, so I'm going to buy a million-dollar property over on the water here. Mm-hmm. I put, what, $100,000 down? Do I have to put $200,000 down? How much do I have to put down?
Depends on your age.
I'm 70.
Yes. So then
by the way, don't hold her to any of these calculations. We're just talking generalities here today.
Right. So it depends on your age on how much the down payment is. There's a whole calculator that we have for that.
Okay.
So
more as you get older?
It is. Yeah. No, it's less as you get older.
Oh, well.
So it's actually more if you're younger because the lifespan, your anticipated lifespan is going to eat the equity. So
why are they willing to loan me I don't know what it would cost. Let's just say it's $1 million property, which is not getting too far from the truth, you know. It's getting crazy out there. But $1 million property. So what would you think I would have to come up with? $500,000, $250,000, $100,000? What do you
probably
think?
Probably about half. Probably
about half. Okay. Yes. So you got to come up with $500,000.
Right.
Okay. And that's why they're willing to do that, because then they get the $500,000, unless, of course, it used to be that when you died, it was automatic. The mortgage companies got the house. And after 2008 or something, they changed the laws. So in other words, let's say you paid me this money payments that's worth the $200,000. Mm-hmm. Then I would have to come up with $200,000. Or I sell the house, pay you the $200,000, and I get the rest of the money if I sell it for,
correct.
You know. Okay.
That is correct. And if in reverse, you your balance of your mortgage is higher than what you can
The good thing is you have a guarantee of getting that money back, because if I don't pay it to you, you get it by taking possession of the house. So that's why they're willing, the banks are willing to do it.
Yeah. Plus, like, if you owe more than what the house is worth, then the balance is wiped out. It doesn't go to your heirs.
Yeah, right.
Because, and that's the FHA mortgage insurance that protects. So it just, it's completely forgiven.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of wild. That's good.
That is great. Yeah. We have some great first-time homebuyer programs I'd like to talk
about. Great.
Yes. We have an FHA loan with zero down. We
really?
We provide the buyer the down payment as a loan.
Do you have to be poor? Do you have to have a low income?
No, there's no income restrictions. Minimum credit score, 600. The maximum loan amount is $498,000. So you can buy a $500,000 house here in Florida and anywhere. But you can buy a $500,000 house, and we'll give you the money for the down payment. And as long as you make your regular monthly mortgage payments for 36 months, we'll forgive the loan.
We'll forgive the down payment.
Yes. So we'll give you the down payment.
So the down payment is put on the loan. Okay.
It's a second
loan. So you buy $1 million property, then you might say the down payment would normally be $200,000. So we're gonna loan you
$500,000 property.
Okay, let's say it's a $500,000 property. I'm just math. It's easy if I do tens.
Yeah, gotcha.
See, I got $1 million property. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. That'll exceed FHA's limits on the loan.
Oh, okay. So up to 500. That's right.
Yeah, up to 500,000.
This is why I'm not a mathematician. I'm sorry. Now, I represent the proletariat. My name's Forrest Gump, and I just takes me a little time. I can get it, but, you know, I just want to learn the rules here now. Okay. All right, Miss Dawn, let's continue on. We've got $500,000.
Right. So your 3.5% would be $17,500.
Okay, $17,500. Now, I don't have to come up with $100,000 down payment.
No.
I have to come up with $50,000 down payment. This is crazy.
We'll lend you that $17,000.
If you have employment, of course.
Yeah, well, you have to qualify. You have to show employment and an ability to repay.
Now, what's the percentage rate, and does that fluctuate or?
30-year fixed.
30-year fixed.
Yep.
Now,
interest rates right now are about 7.3 on that program.
Okay, now let's say they go back down to 3.5 like they were 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
Redo
you
it?
Can refinance.
Refinance.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why
yes.
are banks so willing to refinance?
Because they want to retain the loan. Because if they...
Because if they can't, and I decide that you won't let me go down to 3.3, I can sell the house. The next person's only going to pay 3.5 anyway, and I'm going to move on somewhere else and not do business with them again.
Yeah.
So you might as well keep a customer. I get it. Okay.
Yep. So
I'm learning these things late in life, but I'm trying to figure it out, you know.
We at Guild, we can do, if you have a loan with us, because we retain most of our loans that we originate.
This is fabulous.
Keep the servicing.
Do you know why I didn't get my first home till I was nearly 40 in this town as an adult?
Really?
Okay. And I remember I was there, left there alone, and I went there one night and I fell to my knees and just cried to the Lord because it was so beautiful to have your own home. It changes everything. I remember there was a fellow named Jack Ehrman up in Sebastian, Florida. Folks, wherever you are in the world, he's about a half an hour north of here. And he was doing business with me coupon book company, and I was starting my radio show. As soon as he found out that I'd made an investment in the community and bought my home, the perception of me was I was part of the community and now was much more willing to do business with me. He just smiled. He was so happy that I was part of the community. So it changes everything. Also, studies show that children, for instance, like with Habitat for Humanity, they've never owned a home. All of a sudden, they have a home, they have their own bedroom. Their grades usually skyrocket.
Because,
and the
stability.
Ownership. Yes.
It's stability.
Yes.
So that's why we've rolled this program
changer.
Out. You know, because the biggest complaint that we've had is I don't have the money for down payment.
And you know that what this is like, Krabby. I mean, you were a mom.
Oh, yes.
I know nothing about you or your husband, but I presume you started off
Oh, my
small
gosh,
beginnings.
Working two jobs, going to college because we got married so young.
Yes.
Going to college at night.
Yes.
You know, taking turns,
aren't
going to
some?
College. The other one worked a second job. I mean, we
God
we,
bless you. Three children, 33 years of marriage. Yeah. And but the home, getting a home can make all the difference.
It did.
It's like the marriage thing. It's like you're committed to the community.
Exactly. And you become more part of your community.
Is this something brand new?
We just rolled this loan out. Yes.
This is fantastic.
Again, like we have down payment assistance programs, but most of them, especially the one with the state of Florida, which is fabulous. Hometown Heroes, we've heard of that. That money that they provide to you as a down payment must be repaid. So if you get $15,000 from Hometown Heroes grant from the state, it's not a grant, it's a loan from the state of Florida, you have to pay that back. So here with our program, you don't have to pay
why
it back
would
as
you
long
do,
as you make.
Why would you do that?
To help the community. To help first-time home buyers build equity as opposed to...
Well, it is the smart thing to do because let's say, for instance, you and I do business together. Mm-hmm. It's to my benefit that you succeed with my promotion. Otherwise, you're going to say, well, I'm not going to advertise on your radio show. I'm not going to advertise on your magazine. If everybody would get a hand, maybe society is growing and we don't know it. I know we see a lot of evil out there today, but this is very indicative. I mean, because you buy a home, $17,500 if you make your payments for 1 year...
3 years.
3 years. And
we
you don't miss
it.
A payment, that $17,000, boy, that's motivation. It just disappears.
Yes.
That's great.
And it helps build the community. Think about it. When you buy a home, what's the first thing you do? You go to Home Depot. You spend money to, you know, go to the store, buy things for the home. So it does. It helps the economy.
That's like a little over $6,000 bonus annually if you make all your payments on time.
Exactly.
And after 3 years, then cha-ching.
Gone.
That's great.
And you can refinance at any time.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. This is what we need to promote.
This is why, thank you for having me on the show, because this is what I want to get out there to first-time homebuyers that sit on the sidelines. We hear them all the time. I don't have the money, so I'm not even trying. And we go down to
this gets them in the game.
Score. Yeah, it does. It helps to build ownership. That's what we say. I know the interest rates are high right now. So we say, buy the house, date the rate, divorce the landlord.
Divorce the landlord. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
The rates go down. The rates will go down.
They're going to go back down.
Yes.
We even have programs.
Yeah.
We called it a buy down. We can do a temporary buy down and we can do a permanent buy down.
So, what does that mean?
By doing this, let's say the rate is at 7% today. We can get money from the seller that can put it into an escrow account. Okay. And then the buyer's mortgage for the first year would be, let's say, two points lower, so it would be at 5% for the first year.
Mm.
The second year, it'll go to 6%, and then the third year, it'll go to that 7%. And we use the money that's in the escrow account that the seller provided to supplement your payment so that you're making the full payment. So you're only making the payments at the lower rates, but if there's any money left over in that escrow account, if, like, you decide to refinance during the first 2 years, you can use that toward your closing costs on the refinance. So there's so many different ways that we can help bring affordability back.
This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like you right away because I can tell that you're there's a way of, I mean, just there's this telltale signs that you're really into this altruistically too. Well, you're a mom.
I've been doing mortgages for 28 years.
You have?
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm very
well known. Seasoned.
Very seasoned.
I told her, look at her, folks, that she's 20 years, married 33. I said, you look like you're 33.
Yeah, my parents have good genes, so I'm very blessed.
That's good. Where are your parents from originally?
They're from Philadelphia, Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, New Jersey. You're a Jersey girl.
I'm
were you
Jersey
born
girl.
In Jersey?
No, actually, I was born in Germany. My father was in the
military.
Army. Yes. So we were born in Nuremberg. I was born in Nuremberg, Germany.
How long were you there for?
Only about a year or so.
Oh, so you don't speak German, no.
No.
But
My parents lived right off base. They lived near the base, so everyone spoke English, so they really didn't even need to learn.
They
German
speak
either.
English in most places, too, these days, you know.
Yeah. And this is back in the 70s.
So you were born there, and what happened next? Where'd they move to next?
Now they are in Winter Haven. So we moved after Germany, we came back to Cherry Hill area in New Jersey.
Okay.
And we lived there all our lives. My parents moved down here to Florida about 25 years ago. And my husband and I moved down about 10 years ago.
So they live here now?
They live in Winter Haven, Florida.
No, Winter Haven is over Bernard, Orlando.
Yes.
That's the town that I go through. They have the cobblestone streets and they have all the restaurants.
Oh, it's fabulous.
They're
downtown.
I love going over there.
Winter Haven is absolutely
beautiful.
My mom was the reference librarian there for about 20 years.
Oh.
Yo, actually, they've been down here longer than 20 years.
Reference librarian.
She was the reference librarian.
Really?
Yes.
Well, maybe you could help me with this. I want to get the. Have you been to the Brackett Library?
No,
it's okay. It's out at the Indian River State College west of town. Now, I'm a library freak in that I was it's a long story, but I was living out on my own when I was 14 years of age. And so an older man said, read. I dropped out of school. I got an eighth grade diploma. I later on went back at GD, went to Columbia, but that's another thing. So anyway, he said to read. So I'm really into getting kids to read because he said knowledge is power. You know, I was just with somebody very successful yesterday. He's only 24 years old. He's not going to go to college. He said, I don't see it in this generation where it's necessary. And it is because college has become big business. When you have to pay $60,000 a year, come on. Okay, so it used to be for the – college started out for the indolent. Rich. So, okay, we're going to learn some poetry classes because daddy left me $10 million. Okay. But, you know, for people now, it's like you want to learn, you want to make a good living, become an air conditioner technician. Now go to Indian River State College and learn to be an air conditioner technician. And where was I going with all
that's
this?
That's what my youngest son is doing.
Is
my nephew, Brendan, he is a airplane mechanic. So my son, who loves engineering, went to go visit him in West Palm Beach. He works at the West Palm Beach Airport.
Okay.
And he's like, I absolutely love this. So my son is going to go to Indian River College for the first year because he can have because he goes to Vero High School, he can get the first year free.
Oh, my word.
So he's taking advantage of that. And after that, he's going to transfer to go to learn his – get to obtain his certificate for airplane mechanics, so he's really excited.
No, I like West Palm flying out. It's people don't realize it's a nice, quiet little airport.
It's very nice.
It's not as little as Vero.
No.
But it's really nice, and it has its own exit on 95 now.
Yes. It's very easy to get to.
Yeah.
Very easy to get through security everything.
Except when Donald Trump was president and he's flying in, then everything gets a little
shut down.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, it's better than Orlando. Absolutely better than Miami.
Oh, my word. I mean, it was all set up. I mean, Orlando set up. You don't get lost. But it's just, you know, in the line for security, getting through security stuff. You go to the Vero Beach Airport now where they have Breeze Airways.
Yes.
We just took Breeze recently to see our first grandchild out in Nevada. And Breeze in the last summer. Breeze is really a great airline. And
it is.
They're, at this point, they're very affordable. Of course, they're starting up and probably don't care about showing profit yet. So right now is the time. You want to fly anywhere, go with Breeze.
Absolutely.
40% off right now. And they're not a sponsor.
I flew Breeze over Christmas to visit our oldest son who lives in Vermont. He lives in Newport, Vermont.
Where's that near?
That is, it's about 15 minutes outside of Canada, way up on the border.
Oh, because I go to Stowe.
Yeah.
We rent a house in Stowe. We'll be up there for about 3.5 months every
summer.
And
we use Breeze out of Orlando in Plattsburgh.
Yep. You can go to Plattsburgh. And now
Burlington.
Burlington. See, we're 20 minutes from Burlington.
Okay. They're an hour and a half from Burlington.
Yeah. Now,
but anyway. Back to mortgage.
Now, another thing is, I was thinking, in order for me to get a reverse mortgage in Vermont, they said I would have to move there.
It would have to be your primary residence. That's correct.
Okay, so it has to be
your
primary.
Second home or anything like that. It must be your primary residence.
So, but that's pretty cool. That's really good. But you have to be 62 or older.
Yes, correct. Yes.
And down payment is 50%?
If you're using it as purchase, but it all depends. It could be less than that, depending on your age. There's a whole calculation that our team does. So, you know, if there's anyone that's interested in a reverse mortgage, give me a call. I'll put you in contact.
Yeah, by the way, what is your phone number? So I can write down here.
I use my personal cell phone number, so I'll give you two numbers. My office number is 772-226-0881.
Is that your cell phone?
No, that's my line.
Okay.
My office line. My personal cell phone, which is always the best way to reach me, is area code 609.
609. Where's that? Where's
that? That's Jersey. That's Cherry Hill. It says Haddonfield, but it's the Cherry Hill area.
Okay. 609.
560.
560.
2052.
205 what?
2.
52.
2052.
Could you put that on the screen? Could you add that, Noah? That's 609. Say it again.
609-560.
560.
2052.
2052. Yep. Well, this is very exciting. Not only a reverse mortgage for old folks like me, but for young people. Pardon me? You want it again? Okay, say the whole thing again.
The number is 609-560-2052.
Yeah. Now, that's your cell.
That is
my cell.
That's
the best one. Good.
Rings right here, and it's always
with
me.
There you are. Now it's up on the screen. Because people watching this or whatever, they can go back to it. They can reverse it on Facebook or YouTube or whatever. There it is.
Yep.
So that should help
you.
Yeah, yeah. So so there's a zero down payment.
Yes.
To get a home for first-time home buyers.
Actually, yes, you do have to be a first-time homebuyer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but obviously you do make loans to people who are buying their second or third home.
That's right. We even do have down payment assistance for people that are not first-time homebuyer programs.
Really?
And some of those are forgivable and some are repayable.
Wow.
So it depends. If you want to do the repayable option, you'll get a lower interest rate. But if you want to do the forgivable option, then the interest rate is like maybe 0.2 higher. So it's not that much. So I can help a buyer do the math to say, okay, over the long term, which way does it work better?
Now, you're good with math.
Yes.
So this is totally...
With a calculator.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so I just read the other day that Vero Beach is point, not one, but 0.003 of the wealthiest communities in the United States of America. So that puts us way up there.
Way up there. Absolutely.
Yeah. 0.003.
We're a little hidden secret that's becoming more well known.
Nah, we don't want it to be.
Well, thanks.
Do not come to Vero Beach if you're listening to this outside of Vero Beach.
Don't tell Breeze that because they're bringing more and more.
Now, the bad
down
news
here.
Is the poorest city in the entire state of Florida is Gifford.
Really? And that's right here in Vero.
That seems unrighteous.
It
Something's wrong here. Now, I know that a lot of people, you know, John's Island, they collect a lot of money and they paid, you know, a lot of money for the pool over there and for the clubhouse and stuff, but more needs to be done. I mean, when you've got one of the wealthiest cities in the entire United States of America, 0.001, and then you've got the poorest city in the entire state of Florida right next door,
yeah.
You know, it's time people step up. But what's good about what you're doing, though, is you're helping people who... If they can get themselves employed and get going, they've got a great motivation.
Absolutely.
And that is a 0% down. And even the down payment that you loan them, it's put on top of that. Means they've put it on top of the loan. Maybe people
Correct.
Don't understand it. So let's say you got $100,000 and what would be the down payment normally? Let's say $20,000. Just
right.
I'm making up numbers. So that $20,000, they'll loan you the $3,500.
$3,500.
That's all?
Yeah.
Oh, it's only $3,500.
3.5%.
Okay, so that comes back. And now if you bank your payments on time for the next 3 years, they wipe away
wipe
that
three.
So you're making over $1,200 a year just by being timely with your payment. And then, of course, that disappears forever. And this is just great for first home time buyers to have 0% down. The only thing
we
is.
You can also get the seller to provide closing cost assistance. So if we get the seller to pay the closing and we give the buyer the down payment, they can technically get in
because the sellers are motivated.
Yes, exactly. Now's the time to do it before the interest rates drop. Because as we saw in 2002, 2001, when the interest rates were 3.5,
yeah.
there was a bidding war. Bidding wars left and right, and sellers were less likely to provide
the sellers
assistance.
It was a seller's market. Right now, it is a buyer's market.
Yes.
And so I sold my house a little over 2 years ago. I sold it at the right time because it was a seller's market. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's a buyer's market, meaning if you were to buy it today, you're going to pay a whole lot less than I sold it for back then. So now's the time to really keep your eye out, if you're young, on what prices are. And then, of course, you're going to come see Dawn. And you're going to tell her that you heard about her on my show. And hopefully we're going to work out. We're going to do a little advertising in the magazine, Vero's Voice magazine, and that comes out monthly. You can read it online, the number one read magazine online. Also, we have physical copies to go out to thousands and thousands of people every month. So Vero's Voice magazine. Also, today's broadcast is brought to you by Center for Advanced Eye Care. They've been a sponsor for 24 years. Oh, Rhett, so you're being paid by them. When my mom was alive, I sent her to Center for Advanced Eye Care. My dad, myself, my wife, people with children, Center for Advanced Eye Care. Dr. Mallon, it's under his care. He's also the guy who owns the Big Shots. He built that too. Everything Bill touches succeeds. But Bill is not first and foremost a businessman. When it comes to the eye care, he is in love with helping people with their eyesight and has eight other people he's hired that are equally in love with giving you good medical care. So Center for Advanced Eye Care. And so I guess that's about it. Is there anything else that we did not say that you want to talk about?
Just wanted to let you know that if you think that you don't qualify, give me a call anyway. We have over 600 mortgage programs. So if it's a credit score issue, I can help guide you on how to
Let me tell you, a lady like you made all the difference for me 30-something. Oh, no, but about 25 years ago. I wanted to buy a home. I thought it was beyond my pocketbook. Mm-hmm. She said, I knocked on the wrong door. I was going to see another mortgage guy. The building's now disappeared. It used to be up near in the corner here, Miracle Mile. And I went to see him, but he was lethargic in getting in touch with me. I guess he wasn't hungry. And I made a mistake by going to the door. And she said, oh, that's right over there. She said, but I'm a mortgage broker. And her name was Bobby. And she said, if you come back to me, I will get you your loan. Well, he wasn't moving. I went back to see her. Boom, she got me that loan. And that was when it was a no-doc. That helped. And got
we
into
still have those versions of those.
Do they?
We do.
That's great. So zero down for new home buyers. There's also programs for those who are, it's not necessarily your first home, and it changes everything to have your own home. There's a pride of ownership. You're connected, and studies show if you own your own home, you end up becoming more successful.
Exactly.
And this is also
building
a chance to
wealth.
Well, we hear it's absolutely.
Building wealth. You're not building wealth renting.
Yeah,
you're paying 100% interest on rent.
And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings out there about investment counselors, of which I have one, but I'm going to tell you something. Real estate.
Even on the downtimes, it's still better than
exactly
giving your money to a landlord, because you're going to get zero return on that investment.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, great to meet you, Dawn.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. The phone number's right up there, folks. If you want to talk to Dawn, I'm Red Palmer. You and I getting schmott together, we hope, okay? All right.
Have a great day.
All right, good.
Thank you so much. That was